now entering a new forum to discuss reality, not illusion. Welcome to UFO Encounters Live with your Watchman of the Night Skies, Ronnie McMullen.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to another edition of UFO Encounters Live, and I'm your host, Ronnie McMullen. Question: can we, with a naked eye, see UFOs in the sky? My guest tonight thinks we can. His name is Ed Grimsley, and he's been seeing battles between unknown aircraft in the night skies since he was a teenager. Ed sees what appears to be delta-shaped and saucer-shaped aircraft in his space, shooting at each other, using what looks like laser weapons. He has seen hundreds of these objects recently and uses military-grade night vision binoculars. Tonight, Ed Grimsley is going to share with us what he has seen through making his own goggles. My guest, Ed Grimsley. Ed, welcome to UFO Encounters Live. How you doing, my friend?
Oh, I'm doing pretty good. All you can do is hang in there and don't kick too hard because you'll wear your shoes out.
Well, that's absolutely true. You have a unique product. And it fits perfectly with UFO Encounters Live. And your product that you came out with is UFO night vision goggles. And obviously the military is very involved in using night vision. I think a lot of our police forces have it as well. And so I want to start with why you call them UFO night vision goggles. Why do you not just call them night vision goggles?
Well, because I'm doing something more than just night vision. Because I'm seeking the truth about UFOs and the things you can see, so I tried to improve on the goggles to where I have a better tube that shows night vision in the sky better than it shows a military running around on the ground.
Okay. So you can see further? Would that be the definition? You can see further night vision than what you could with military?
Some military you can see a long ways out into space, and some you can't see as good.
Okay.
And they've got so many different models and single eyepieces and double eyepieces and depth perception ones and that.
Okay.
And the best thing to do with night vision goggles is learn how to use them, what to see, how to look into space with them, how to move your eyes and how to move your glasses, what speed, so that you can focus on what's going on out there.
Now, if you were to stand with your night vision goggles and you were to stand and look up into the skies, let's look up into the Big Dipper, and we just stand there and look, would you see anything, or do you have to be moving the goggles as if a ship was flying by? Or, I mean, how do you do this?
Well, the best thing to do is to scan the sky slow, not too fast, because you've got to tell what stuff is moving and what's not moving.
Okay.
If a star is out there and you move by fast, you don't get to see it.
Okay.
But if you're moving slightly and watching the object in relation to each other, you will see some moving and some that aren't. And okay. You'll also follow ones that will be moving, and then suddenly they'll just stop and hold position like as if they were a star.
Okay.
And then sometimes you'll see large ships that will be flying, and they'll stop, and they will release other craft out of them, and they'll fly off into space. And then there'll be possibly some others that'll come fly in. And that's something that's seen all the time.
Like a dock.
Like as if they were an aircraft flying in and off of a carrier.
Okay.
But,
okay.
Going in and.
Now, what about the shot of seeing like meteors or seeing, any kind of asteroids, that kind of thing? I mean, can people see that and end up thinking that that's a UFO?
You can see those, and it's very plain to see what is what. You can see birds sometimes, and you can see bats sometimes, or even a moth go by. When you do this, it's like you learn to recognize what is what. And when you see craft flying across the other side of the sky in 7 seconds, and you're watching them, and they maneuver. It's quite interesting. And
but could that
a
just
lot of people,
could that just be military, a military jet?
No, because it's up in space, and it'd be up to at least 150 miles up, and the sunlight hits them when they're up there, and it wouldn't be hitting an aircraft down here because the airplanes are using artificial light to illuminate their wings and things that for their safety devices and the greens and the reds. And these craft have no lighting on them, and they're only being reflective light.
Okay.
And
so the light from the light from the moon maybe is reflecting off them as well?
Yeah, sometimes on a moon night, you need to turn your back to the moon and look away from it.
Okay.
And you can see better on a moonlit night in certain areas.
Okay.
But on a darker night, the first 2 hours of sunlight darkness is the best, because when the sun is rolling away from the earth as we're turning, you can see reflections and craft moving. But as we get further out into space, further away from the sun, we don't see the sunlight as much, and it makes it difficult to see the craft because they're way out there, and the further out they are, the craft has to be flying in a certain area to see it.
Okay.
To get the reflections.
Have you had people buy your goggles and be disappointed that they're not seeing anything? Or have every person that's bought from you said, "Oh my gosh, you're right, I see it. It's clear as day," you know? What's been the response?
Well, the response is that it opens a new world to them, and then they tell me that, you know, I'm right, and that they're being lied to by others, and it makes me feel good because I'm here to tell the truth and get the truth out to the people. I have fears for our planet and our human race, and the more knowledge that people have, the more chance you have of surviving as a human race.
Okay.
And we're being lied to everywhere we turn.
Now, do you think, Ed, that, first of all, are you a spiritual person, Ed?
Well, I've prayed to God many times, and I think God helped save my life once, or maybe more. I was in northern Michigan in the Air Force, and I was going to my work section, and it was real cold. It was 40 below zero, and it was storming, and I went to walk across a loading dock and down a forklift ramp, and it looked like it was good walk on, but it was just a little wind that blew a dust of snow across, and when I stepped out onto it, my feet flew up in the air, in the middle of my back, it hit to where it fell right against the concrete where the two angles changed. And then my head slammed in, so I was knocked unconscious. And when I came to, I realized I was paralyzed in a lot of pain. And I thought I'd broke my back. And my head was just hurting and throbbing, and I was blind. If I opened my eyes, I couldn't see anything around me. And that happened at 7:45 at night. And I didn't get found until 2:45 in the morning. And believe me, I did some praying. And I prayed to God or the Creator or whoever it was because I needed help bad. And I basically, a guy ran out of cigarettes at 2:30 in the morning. He was walking across the base to take a shortcut, get a pack of cigarettes out of a machine. And he stepped on me, and by that time I had been buried in the snow. And he fell over, and he jumped back up, and he kicked me. And he says, "Are you alive? Talk to me. And I basically said, "I won't be if you don't stop kicking me."
Hmm.
And so I told him, I said, hey, I'm paralyzed, I'm blind, I can't move, I can't drag myself. Basically, it's pretty bad off here. And he says, I'll be right back. He says, I'm going to get you help. And he took off. And probably just a couple minutes later, he was back.
Wow.
And I could hear an ambulance noise in the distance. And he came back with a blanket or a coat or something. And he was brushing snow off of me. And he put it over me and laid next to me to try to put some warmth on me. And I have quite a sense of humor. But anyway, I said, hey, just because you rescued me, don't get any ideas.
Well, we're going to go to a break, and we'll be right back with Ed Grimsley. Hi, folks. Ronnie McMullen here for Life Change Tea. Here's a strange thought. The government shut down, and your colon could be a parallel. If your colon shuts down like the government, you could be in trouble. Your organs feed off the nutrients that move through your colon. If your colon has corruption, problems, you could get very ill. People with bathroom struggles love Life Change Tea. If you drink Life Change Tea, you'll avoid a colon shutdown. You will have more energy and feel great. You might even lose some weight. There's one key element to all of this working. You have to take the product. Just do it. So here's how to order. Log on to getthetea.com, and there's a lot more product than just tea. That's getthetea.com. Or you can call them at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Again, avoid a shutdown. That's getthetea.com. Welcome back to the show. You are listening to UFO Encounters Live, and my guest is Ed Grimsley. His website, www.edgrimsley.com. And if you're interested in some of his night vision goggles, his UFO night vision goggles, you're going to want to go to his website. Ed, you were talking about, basically when you're in the military and getting saved and doing a lot of praying and spiritual. The reason I asked you that question was because when you're talking about survival and these UFOs, do you think all the UFOs that you're seeing in the sky, do you think all of them, obviously you're saying battles in the sky, do you think all of them are a negative force, or do you think there's some up there that are maybe doing stuff to save us?
Well, my actual beliefs from what I've seen and known over the years is I believe there's the good guys and the bad guys. I think it's a lot like the human race. I think there's good people and bad people.
Okay.
And I don't know if you want to call it religious or godly or evil or what, but when I see craft that zoom in and they're trying to get through an area and others come zooming in and chase and there are battle pursues and firing beams back and forth, it's not something that, it's not something that you can just easily understand, but you can understand there's battling going on. Who are they and why are they fighting? Are they fighting over each other's beliefs, or are they fighting to make Earth better or protected? Is it somebody wants to control Earth and somebody already is?
I think there's a lot of questions out there, and we see many of the interviews lead to the military are working with the bad ones, and that the good ones are kind of watching but not really stepping in. They're just
not interfering so much.
Yeah, they're not interfering, and you know, we're almost as if we're killing ourselves. Now, what's interesting is there's certain subjects that when talked about that seem to get whoever they and them are, gets them upset, gets them nervous, fearful, whatever. And it seems like your night vision, have you had anybody, you know, threaten you with this because you can see these? Or do they just basically, are they throwing out that you're loony? Because which way are they going with this, Ed?
There's bunkers that are professional at it, trying to say, oh, he's full of bull, you can't see this, you can't see that. And, you know, if I was doing something that wasn't true, they wouldn't need to debunk me. But they need to make me look bad so that they can keep people guessing about me. And I've had so many people see the truth that they're going forward. They're buying goggles. They're showing other people. And it's taking off. And they're not going to stop it. The truth is coming out. They call me the guru of night vision goggles and UFOs and that. And, you know, it is exactly what I say it is. I have no reason to try to lie. I put up with more crap than I do with rewards. So,
what got you to this point, Ed? In other words, what brought you to a point of to even invent these goggles, or maybe you're not inventing them, maybe you're just taking a pair and changing them and making them better, whatever the case may be. What has caused you to do this? I mean, have you been taken yourself? Have you had a UFO encounter? Is this something you've been interested in your whole life? What would be the deal?
Well, when I was young, I saw UFOs. I was like 10, 12 years old. And they flew up by a mountain, and they were sitting out there, and they're looking at us, and I'm looking at them, and I waved at them, and my dad said, "Hold still, there's UFOs." And I said, "I know, they know I'm here." And I waved, and then one of the craft wobbled back to me. And my dad says, "Oh, boy." He says, "I don't know if we should tell your mother about this." And so...
So you're saying they wobbled... They wobbled the craft as if to say they're waving to you? Is that how you took that?
Yep.
Okay. Okay. And this was at what age?
I was around 10 or 12.
Okay. And your father was a witness to this?
Yep. He definitely saw it. And there was another man there that used to hike and hunt and fish with us. And his name was Ray Cole, and he was there. And another man that used to own a trout farm. And he was up hiking with us, and he used to let us hunt on Mount San Lena.
Okay.
And that's the mountain that it was on. There's a lot of activity around there, like Shasta. Shasta has a lot of activity.
Yes.
And so I wondered about it.
But you saw this UFO with the naked eye.
Oh, yes. Yeah, it was only 2 football fields away. Or like one end to the other end, and it was out on the over the edge of the mountain, and I was on the top of the mountain, and so it was level with me, but yet it was on the side. And so anyway, I made the mistake of telling a couple of my friends, and they laughed at it and all that. So you just kind of shut up and say, "Oh, okay." But then in the Sierras, when I was 16 in 1961. Some friends of mine were out of the military and used to hunt with my dad and us a lot. And there was our campsite, and it was a Thursday night, 1961, before deer season. And I looked up, and here's all these stars moving and flying, and crystal clear night, you could see forever. And they were fighting with each other, and they were chasing and blowing lasers at each other, blowing each other up. And I woke everybody up in the campsite, and my dad and mom in the campsite next to us. And in turn, people were laying on their back watching it. Well, after about an hour and a half watching this, my dad says, "Well, I'm going to go back to bed." He says, telling me back in the tent. He says, but you need to get up in the morning to go with me to get supplies. I said, okay, well, I'll go in the arena with you. I says, like, I'll sleep while you drive. And he laughed. But I says, Dad, how can you go back in when they're up there fighting like this? Could it be Armageddon, or, I mean, could it be end of the world? What's going on? And my dad says, I don't know. But when I wake up in the morning, I'll know if I'm still here. And he says, I don't know whose side I'd be on, but they're definitely real. And my 270 deer rifle wouldn't have reached them. So I'm going back to bed. And he says, if the world ends, we'll see you on the other side.
Interesting. We'll take a break and we'll be back with my guest, Ed Grimsley, right after these messages.
If you would like to make contact with the host, email Ronnie at ufoshow@msn.com and make contact.
Perhaps we need some outside universal threat to make us recognize this common bond. I occasionally think how quickly our differences worldwide would vanish if we were facing an alien threat from outside this world. I couldn't help at one point in our discussions privately with General Secretary Gorbachev, I couldn't help but say to him, just think how easy, if suddenly there was a threat to this world from some other species, from another planet outside in the universe.
Your eyes without a face.
Welcome to The Other Side. You are listening to UFO Encounters Live, UFOEncountersLive.com. And of course, my guest today is Ed Grimsley. He is the maker of UFO night vision goggles. Says that you can see battles with UFOs in the sky when you use these night vision goggles. Ed, you know, obviously there's a lot of people debunking you, and I want to start off with one and have you comment. This is from NBC News, and the writer is Benjamin Radford. And he basically says that the same thing that you, to the trained eye, however the video appears, you make videos that show these night vision and these battles going on. And he says that you can buy these goggles. And he tells basically the same thing, but then he talks about, he uses Robert Schaefer, a UFO investigator with a committee of skeptical inquiry, told Life's Little Mysteries that Grimsley's videos show nothing extraordinary. In fact, the objects are most likely artifacts of the very tool that Grimsley uses to spot UFOs. He then says,
well, I can't help that he's an idiot and doesn't know any better.
Well, and then he goes on, let me say this so that you can comment. He says, night vision optics trade low resolution for high sensitivity, and bright objects will spill out into a circle of light that in no way reflects their actual angular size. So what looks like a large object may well just be a point of light. And then Schaefer said, many of the objects they're seeing are birds, bats, or faint satellites in each orbit. There's nothing in the sky that a night vision device can see that a person can't see with a 10 by 50 binoculars and with much better detail. So their belief that they're seeing entire fleets of UFOs up in the sky simply means that they don't understand how these devices work. So what would be your comment to Mr. Schaefer?
Well, he's the one that doesn't understand because he's never came out with me. And stood there and watched the sky and watched and tried to figure out what these things are or not. And when you see two of them encounter two more and two try to fly away to get away and the other two are chasing and they're firing a beam forward and backward and somebody blows somebody up, then that's a wake-up call for him. And it's sad that he's so ignorant that he thinks that I don't know what I'm doing. Seen, but I've been around this so much of my life, and I can look at satellites and tell them what's a satellite. I can look at the speed that things are moving and how things will stop and then turn and go another direction, and sometimes three or four craft flying together in a squadron. And I have loads and loads of people that are out there and seeing it with me, and they show up to be proven to see it, and then you see it. And George Norrie and Tommy from the Coast to Coast show, they've seen it several times with me.
So you met with them to show them?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, and George has seen it, and I don't think they've seen one blow each other up, but they've seen the craft flying, stopping, moving. And
what did they say?
Unbelievable. This is so real. You know, and George, you know, if you ask him on the air, he stands up for me and says, hey, I'm the truth. I'm what I say I am. And he kids me about I'm just a normal old guy with a little mustard on my shirt. But I should set him straight because it's not mustard, it's mayo.
Well, it's interesting because, you know, obviously, and this is just how I think, when, you know, major news corporations like NBC want to debunk you, I mean, obviously they're trying to say, in fact, even in their article, they go on to say that how you charge, he offers models ranging from $1,800 to $3,200. If this is a bit too pricey for you, he offers a DVD of the UFOs for $24.95, which, you know, you can join the Skywatch UFO vigils for $40 per person, and that you're also on to trying to make an engine that gets 100 miles per gallon using water. Okay, so they're saying some truths, but it seems the way they're writing it, they're wanting to say, look, you're out for money, and this is really not a truth. So how I see it is, if they're debunking you so hard, you know, you kind of question, why are they debunking you? Because there's a lot of people out there trying to make money and doing different things, and maybe they're not even doing it with an integrity way. But for an NBC to come against you, and to me, they're saying you're seeing bugs, you're seeing dust, you're seeing planes, helicopters, meteors, and satellites, and you're not seeing UFOs. What would your comment be on that? Is there, do you think that have you been threatened?
Well, they don't know what I'm seeing. They don't show up and go through any program I teach people how to see the difference and find out. And I show people what's a moth, what's a bat, what's a bird. And this is a satellite. That's a spacecraft. There's way things flying at it. And believe me, if you go out there and do this, you know, three nights, four nights a week, and are out there with people, you answer all their questions and you do it. And when the people come and show up and learn and look, I've had people that have bought a pair of goggles and went home, and they saw so much they didn't want to share with each other, and so the man bought another set for him because his wife didn't want to share and take the goggles down. She was seeing so much, and that happens all the time. And these golden pyramids that are flying, I mean, they're big. And a guy down in Florida bought a pair. I mentioned to him about he might see that because I had seen it in Florida. And when people pay me to go to a group and bring goggles, and I fly halfway around the world, and groups of people get together, and then they see what I'm showing them, and they know I'm telling the truth.
Have you ever...
I'll take a lie detector test. Let's see if NBA boy there, NBC's boy, will take a lie detector test, and let's ask him who's paying him to say bad stuff. Does he work for the government? I don't.
Now, let me ask you this. Have you ever been threatened with drop this or don't do this or any kind of hints that said, you know, we don't want you doing this? I mean, because obviously it sounds like you're kind of in a little bit of, what do I want to say here, with the government, because they have government goggles. I remember a gentleman that was a friend of mine, and he worked for the government, and he brought a pair of night vision, you know, to me, and he said, you know, I shouldn't even be showing you this, but he did, and you could see so much. It was mind-blowing, and I guess he fixed these goggles. That was what hit one of his jobs. So I guess the question to you is, do you think it's the competition thing with the government that they've got night vision and maybe you've improved it more to see these, or is it just something that they're going, hey, we don't want you talking about this?
Well, they don't want to talk about it because, first of all, the Hitler was working with aliens in World War II to try to take over the world. And when Hitler was working with them, there was technology being traded and shared. And then later, the war ended. The Germans lost the war. The Nazis kept going. They're still in technology. They came over to America and Russia. And the scientists then are now working on the programs here. And the way for them to stay ahead is to not share their secret information with you. And so they don't want you to know the truth because they can control you if you don't know any better.
But this kind of goes back, though, Ed, when we're talking about, you know, the good versus the bad. Don't you think there is a good force, good ETs, whatever you want to use, creator something, that basically is going to intervene when it gets too dark?
Well, it might be. And then again, maybe we're being misled to believe that, so we don't stand up ourselves and resist. And then they can keep walking the door and taking us over and stepping on us.
Well, there might be some truth to that, but just as you fell on the pier and you could not do anything anymore, there was an intervention, okay? And whether you want to call it just another man in luck or something that was sent, you know, a man that was sent to you to find you and literally was snow-covered and tripped over you. So don't you think there's something to intervene, and whether it's, you know, what I call the watchers that are watching us that are saying, hey, we can't interfere until it gets super dark. Don't you think there's something that way?
Well, there might be, but I don't believe we should have to wait until we're dead before we stand up.
And well, I would think the intervention would be before we die. You know, obviously the intervention on you on the pier was before you died.
I'm not willing to think and guess that. I see things that are going on right now that are very cautious signs and things that are bad that we need to stand up against and make it straight. Because why should we wait until the oil slicks before we do environmental. We need to act when it's time to act. And I think that when Eisenhower made treaties, that maybe some of those that he made treaties with are maybe not the best ones. And maybe they're here to control our human beings and use them to control us. So I think that there's a world full of beings out there in space, and they're here. They've been brought here.
I think they're here. There's no doubt about they're here.
You can call them Korean, Japanese, Chinese, African, Scandinavian, whatever. We are all probably brought here from out in space. And we were probably created out there in other places. And now there's been wars going on. And I've seen the wars. I know it's true. And I don't know who they're fighting over or what. But perhaps we're here to try and get along with one another, to try to live together and be peaceful. And I think that there's interference with us constantly. And some gangster is trying to make money on selling war products. So they want to attack some other country, or they want us to do this or that. And as long as it's not their kids going off to war and dying, they don't mind. And I just believe that there's too many fake people in this world, and if they really want to lessen the population, don't go to war. Let them volunteer themselves.
Do you think
to be terminated?
Do you think the UFOs that are, you know, you said that when you look through your night vision, you see these goggles and they blow up each other? I mean, if I was to come to you and say, okay, Ed, I'm going to spend an evening looking in the stars with you with your night vision, do you think the chances of me seeing that are strong, or do you think that's just a rare occasion?
It's pretty strong, but I will tell you that I don't see them blow each other up every night, but I do see craft flying in formation. I see bigger craft dropping smaller craft out and going out on patrol.
What's the biggest squadron you've ever seen?
You
know, like how many ships in a row?
Well, 17 one night in formation. And there was a big squadron back in Albuquerque, New Mexico at the Tesla thing. And that was the night that we filmed seven flying across space. They had dropped out of a big mother ship. She stopped. Then they flew out two by two, and it's filmed.
Do you think that those ships are ours, or do you think you're actually looking at truly alien ships?
Well, I believe it's possible that they could be ours, or they could be our allies. And there's a lot's been going on, and I know of people that I've communicated with that say they had flown them before for the International Space Program and the United States Program. And Gary McKenna looked up, went into the records and found out that they had squadrons and they had ships and all that. And they're trying to prosecute him about it. And, you know, he told the truth. He's not lying about it.
And he never worked for them? He just found out about it?
He found out about it because he went in with a computer to see if it was true.
Okay.
I think he had heard me talking that it was a fact and it was out there, and I think he went in to look at it. But then again, he didn't have to hack in. He just opened up the different doors.
Okay.
And they didn't have it guarded right.
So
he told them that they didn't have it guarded right and that they should put precautions in. So he did them a favor in a way, but...
But they're prosecuting him. Okay.
Yeah, I think they should give him an award. The human race should give him a humanitarian award because he told the world the truth.
We're going to go to a break, and my guest is Ed Grimsley. We'll be right back. We'll be right back.
Hi, folks. Ronnie McMullen here for the famous Life Change Tea. Well, it's not totally famous yet, but it will be. I think the Hollywood celebrities are having their servants order. That's great. Life Change Tea, the super strength, is the star of the show. But I will let you in on a secret. The Life Change Tea website has many other health-orientated products to help you with becoming truly healthy. We have sea vegetables, fat burners, Join Aid, and now our new product, the Bionic Band, which helps with guarding you from EMF, electromagnetic field pulses, that bog you down. Guard from computers, cell phones, and satellites. So even though the star of our show is the Super Strength Life Change Tea, browse through our website for all the weapons to help fight sickness. Log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Or you can call us at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. That's GetTheTea.com. And by the way, tell them Ronnie sent you. Welcome back to the show. You are listening to UFO Encounters Live, and again, my guest is Ed Grimsley. His website is www.edgrimsley.com. That's edgrimsley.com. And of course, if you're interested in his UFO night vision goggles, you're going to want to visit his website. Do you sell quite a few of these? These are very expensive goggles, are they not?
They are expensive, and what I do is I try to get people to become a member of the Skywatch team, and try to give them as good a discount as I can and not mess up with the factory getting mad for underselling or whatever. But some goggles are $3,200. They're the best ones that work good, and I try to get that quality for them with a Skywatch tube that is not a military tube, but it's a tube that does the job quite well. And it can be shipped out of the country, and it's not illegal to ship it. And there's all sorts of rules and regulations that the government has. And, you know, they talk about you can't take the technology out, you can't do this and that. But yet, there's bosses all over the world that are our government bosses, and other governments are making goggles that are copying those. And it's pretty much a ridiculous thing that they're even going that route. But what they're going for is to control and not have us have goggles. Because if we get attacked, it's going to be at night. And if they're the ones attacking us, they don't want us to see them attacking us.
Now, when you say
that, you know, when gun laws and UN taking our rights away and...
Okay, but yeah. Ed, here's the thing, Ed. If they're going to attack us, and I assume that you were saying, you know, our government using these ships, whatever, isn't, you know, and I could be wrong here, but when they attack us with these laser weapons, I would imagine that we're going to die pretty quick. I mean, it's not something where we're going to suffer, correct?
The second thing is it difficult for us to get food and supplies, and there's blockades, and trucks aren't coming through with the food to the grocery stores and that. I'm going to think that if your child has no food and you're watching them starve to death, I think that's going to be suffering, and I think it's going to be wrong. And I don't give a damn whose government they are or what. That's pretty low. And if that's the way they're functioning, they need to get readjusted.
But I guess I'm. Here's my thought: is, and I'm not debunking any of what you're saying. I understand there's some bad people in the world, and obviously they're working with some extraterrestrials that maybe not so great. But it seems to me that when we believe in this stuff, we're already kind of in a disease. We're already starting to think, You know, I remember the concentration camps coming out. There's 700 plus concentration camps, and we're going to be in them any minute. Well, just starting to believe that, and I remember hearing that in 2004. So we're almost at 10 years. It's not happened yet. Doesn't that bring disease and sickness and worry and fear? And you know, it's a proven fact that all those things on our body is not a good thing.
It is good to be aware of what could happen.
Yes.
To prevent it from happening.
But how are you going to prevent a laser?
Because they're building up. They're building up to get ready to take us over.
Well, that might be true.
And I have a feeling that it's alien forces working with our own people, our own humans, to control them to get in position to come and take us over. If you were an alien and you lived out there for 500,000 years, you don't want to come to Earth and then catch a bullet and end it. But you want to come to Earth. And so they're going to try to get our guns before they show up and pop up and say, hey, we're the aliens. Here we are.
But
do what we want.
Hasn't it been already kind of proven that our guns are really no weapon for these extraterrestrials? I mean,
it depends, Ed,
wants us to believe in a UFO war. And because, I mean, we're watching the Hollywood CIA movement. We're watching them, you know, produce movies that's now all everything warring. The Steven Spielberg, E.T.'s our friend, is gone. Now everything is they're coming to destroy us. They're coming to get us, blah, blah, blah. So isn't there something?
But I don't know if that's true. I think they may not be coming to get us. But they might be wanting to come and take control and make us toe a different direction or toe a line a different way or have a different set of morals.
Yeah, and maybe a slave. I mean, they're obviously producing a new race with the DNA. But I guess my thoughts are is, again...
You know about the humanity?
Oh, yes. But what I'm saying is...
Okay, so is it humans doing that? Or is it alien humans doing it together?
I think it's alien humans doing it together.
Right. So maybe they want to take us over and get rid of the old segment and come in with a new segment of alien humanoids.
That could be, but my point to this is what I asked you in another segment as a spiritual person. Don't you think there are good watchers, good extraterrestrials, angels, angelic, whatever you want to call it, energy, that is going to interfere with these major dark forces and plans?
Well, I would hope that it will interfere, but what if they've been taken advantage of, and what if they're not as strong as what the new evil is?
Okay, but
couldn't we help them?
Couldn't we say, Ed, that, you know, and again, I'm not arguing, this is good conversation, but the same thing is, what if I got in my car today and had a car accident? You know, I mean, again, when we start, it's kind of been prevalent that when we believe in something, sometimes it comes to us. So if I believe I'm going to get in a car accident, what's the shot of getting in a car accident? So I guess my point is, what if we change our consciousness to believe that we are going to have an intervention, that the bad guy will not succeed?
Well, I think that would be helpful, but I'm not going to say that it's a guarantee, because...
I would imagine looking through your...
doesn't mean it's going to be right.
I would imagine looking through your goggles, if what you're saying is true, to look through your goggles at night and see these ships warring each other, I would imagine that to be pretty fearful, wouldn't you?
Well, I think it is, because I don't know who's blowing who up there, but I do know that there's some beings being destroyed. And when you see a capsule come out with a strobe light to be a rescue capsule, and some fly in and pick it up and then fly off towards the moon, and three in a group taking one in the center, you know that there's a lot going on that we're not even getting a clue about. And when you see it for real and it happens, then you realize, why am I being lied to about all this?
But you, so, I think you know why you're being lied to, don't you think, Ed?
They want to control me.
Well, I think that not even just control you personally, but I think they're wanting to...
control all of us.
Yes. and they don't want us standing up for our rights. But, you know, we can stand into the cities and get in the streets with our guns and, you know, start firing. And really, that's kind of what they want. They think that's what they want. They want us to get in the streets with our guns so that they can use all their little fancy weapons to annihilate us. Where if we stay...
They got frequencies they can release from satellites, helicopters, craft.
Sure.
And knock everybody unconscious.
Sure.
And so if you got something cooking, you burn your house down and you die.
Yeah. So why
they
do
it? They basically don't give a damn about us. So...
That's what I'm saying. What if we all had a peaceful mind? It's kind of like when they shut the grid down many years ago on the East Coast, five states without power. They were counting on everybody being in the streets. They were counting on everybody, you know, raping the businesses and taking everything. But none of that happened. Everybody worked together. It was really a mind blower for the people that were in charge of this.
That's why we don't need to make a new human race or a crossbreed or upbreed or anything, because the humans that are here just need to be worked with and get the right morals in the right place, and we'll do just fine. We don't have to be recreated.
I agree with you. So we're almost out of time. Let me ask you one last question. So if you were to talk to the public, what would you say about your night vision goggles?
Well, I'd tell them that it's for real and that I'll take lie detectors tests. I'm not trying to deceive or destroy or manipulate it. What I'm selling is the truth. And I give people that buy night vision in other places from other people, I still give them information. I talk to them, tell them what to look for, how to do it. And, you know, it's like I'm not just some dummy out there with a pair of goggles running around and running my mouth off. There's technology and there's methods and
and
reality, and I'm sincere about these things.
Yeah. Well, we're out of time, and I want to thank you for being on the show, so we'll have you back again sometime.
Okay.
All right. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Gretch, and I've enjoyed your show.
I want to thank my guest, Ed Grimsley, for being on the show, and very interesting. If you want to get a hold of him, go to his website. But it's interesting to think that we could possibly see UFO fights, warring ships, through some night vision goggles. That is absolutely fascinating to me. And so, again, I just think it's awesome. Next week, my guest is going to be Craig Hines. And his book is Gateway of the Gods. He's going to be talking about, and of course, this is something that I think we all are interested in knowing. Is there a gateway to another dimension? Is there a gateway that maybe these extraterrestrials are passing through, that they come into our dimension through some kind of gateway? Is it underneath pyramids? Is there some kind of place underground that opens up to another dimension? These are some of the things we're going to be talking about, even to the point of talking about the Nephilim. So you're not going to want to miss it. But until then, be aware of your surroundings, and good night.
You've been listening to Roddy McMullen, your watchman of the night skies, on UFO Encounters Live. If you'd like to visit us during the week, log on to www.ufoencounterslive.com and make contact.